Andre, I guess another tough two days there. Where are Hampshire in this game at the moment?
Well, I think, you know, before Vincey got out, I think we were pretty nicely poised. But, you know, we're one partnership away from being, I guess, parity. So, you know, after yesterday's toil, it was nice to get a little bit of reward this morning from a bowling unit point of view. I thought we bowled very nicely yesterday, as we did at Warwickshire. And if we continue that, then, you know, that'll see us in good stead.
I mean, Dale Bakersign, the coach last night, suggested that maybe in parts the bowling wasn't quite in the right areas. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought my third spell or second spell, I'd probably searched a little bit too much. I wanted to get Halsey driving and was maybe a touch wide. So, you know, in hindsight, if you can go back, if you can go back and do anything again, you know, you'd always do it better. So, you know, I guess next time I just won't go searching so much. But I thought, you know, as a whole, we made them play and miss. We made them, we challenged them. We tried to tie them down and make them play some bad shots. And, you know, I thought Alex played as well as I've ever seen him play. He left the ball very well on off stump. And, you know, if you're going to do that, it makes you a very good top water player.
Of course, you picked him up this morning. He only added 7 to his overnight score.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, that was for us, you know, we were thinking about, how can we get him out? How do we restrict him scoring? If he does get in, and if we get the other fellas out, you know, how do we make sure that when it comes to the time when he's going to open his shoulders, how do we go about restricting him, and how do we go about making sure that he doesn't dominate today's play? And you know, to get him out early was a bit of a bonus. So you know, all those plans that we were thinking up just sort of put to the wayside.
Mm. So you picked up 3 wickets in the innings overall. Happy with that?
Yeah, well, I don't think any bowler's ever happy with 3. You're going to get all 10. But I bowled okay. I was pretty happy with my energy levels, pretty happy with where my elbow's at, and pretty happy with, you know, how the ball's coming out. So, you know, with the exception of that, probably that 3 overs I bowled to Halsey there, I thought I bowled pretty well.
And the ball, I guess, moved around a bit yesterday. What about today in terms of yesterday as a benchmark?
I don't know. I thought it was just a touch slower today. A lot of bounce yesterday on the wicket. Very, very good wicket. A lot like Trent Bridge used to be about 4 or 5 years ago. But I think, you know, I think that the main thing is the ball hasn't done anything silly. Like, it hasn't nipped back, it hasn't swung away and nipped back. It hasn't done anything outrageous. And given the colour of the wicket on the first morning, you would probably have thought there'd be a few more LBs and a few more bowls. But, you know, the pace of the wicket is exceptional. Good bounce. And that made it difficult to bowl fully yesterday. So balls were going over the stumps instead of into them or into the pads. But I think it's a very, very good surface.
You mentioned about James Vince's wicket there. He got into the 30s and ran out going for a second.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's obviously very disappointed. No one ever wants to get run out, or no one ever wants to get out. But having said that, you know, he looked very good for his 30 runs, so that's a promising sign. And, you know, he's a fantastic young player. And there's a lot of fantastic young talent at this club. It's just whether they want to go on with it or not.
And have you enjoyed playing against your old county in this game so far?
Yeah, it's been a touch weird. It's been, you know, you get a wicket, it's a bit like kissing your sister, isn't it? So it's, you know, it's been a bit strange. So, but in hindsight, I've played around the world enough, and I've played against enough people in New Zealand who I've toured with, that you can put that aside. And, you know, my job's to bowl and to bowl accurately. And I'm not one to over celebrate wickets anyway. So there was never going to be a case of that.